This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings, this is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Skyline Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Blood. Okay, we finna slow down the pace some now.
It's all right. It's all right.
It's all right, though.
It's all right.
praise the Lord, saints. Amen. This song, God is keeping me. I've been trying to learn this song for almost 3 years. And for some reason, and I know the reason, I couldn't learn this song. It won't stick like the rest of them. That's because God is keeping me, the devil knows it, and he's trying to take it. But I'm finna sing this song today. Woo! Help me, Lord Jesus. is keeping me. Y'all don't know the story behind my glory. God is keeping me. Yes, he is. God is keeping me. God is keeping me. He got me in his arms. And he made that old devil leave me alone. God is keeping me. God is keeping me. Whoa. God is keeping me. Ah, oh, he blessed me. And he kept me. Thank you, Jesus.
If you can't be taught by God, then you're unteachable. If his instructions don't reach your heart, then you need to be converted again. He's teaching us every day. If you look among yourself, look all over the United States, look over Australia, look over Africa, look all these countries, look everywhere, and you'll see the thing that God has already said gonna come to pass. And he's trying to tell us to get ready. Here I come. And if you're not ready when he come, don't look at me. Don't look at me. It's out of my hand. That's why when I stand before you, I want your Bibles open. I want you to follow me in the Word. Because I don't want God telling me you didn't tell him the truth. I don't care if it's just one line. I'm going to break it down and show you what God said. I want to say this to you. This month coming up to the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. It ain't just an ordinary birthday. They put it in compliance to what he did for people. Not black people, but people, poor people, underprivileged people, people that was not given opportunities to just even vote. He made it possible through his hard work and sacrifice. See, we go around here and got it made. We live on what other folks have done, and we don't even think nothing about it. As long as it ain't hurting us, ain't doing us no wrong, we don't even consider that. Heard a brother say the other day, why you celebrate this day or that day? Well, we celebrate it, I don't care what day it is, if you treasure it in your heart and give God your heart, that's the celebration he wants. I don't care what other pagan people or whatever people say, don't worry about that. Worry about Jesus. You need to be able to satisfy Jesus. If you can't satisfy Jesus, he's going to disown you. Today, Dr. King sacrificed his life. We're going to have his day at Martin Luther King, birthday celebration at Martin Luther King at 9:30 a.m. on January the 17th. We need you to be there. Come and get you a seat on Smash, 3807 Smash Street. Our MC going to be Tony Brown, broadcaster, journalist, host of Eyes Open with Tony Brown's show, KTTP. 11:10 a.m. And I want to say this, our main speaker will be Reverend Joshua Williams. He's the brother of Sister Joni Williams. I thank God for that we recognize things among ourselves. A lot of times we put a lot of emphasis on people that ain't worth nothing. Jesus sent preachers to a place to get people and straighten them out. He didn't send us nowhere to go and try to live in a certain standard and live above your people. You got to live in the midst of your people. I have never seen nobody straighten nothing out and they wasn't where it was to be straightened. We got to understand that. We are natural beings. This house that we live in was given to us by God for a while. Not eternal. That eternal home, by accepting and confessing Jesus Christ, you receive an eternal home. Well, never decay, never do nothing but just live on. That's what we're all looking for, right? We're looking for the eternal home. So I want to say, I need you to go there, and see what's offered. See where we come from. See how we come through the channels. See how God brought us. See how some of those people that laid their life down just give you a privilege and opportunity to vote. And sometimes we won't even go vote. It's amazing. And then you don't want me to say this because you say it's politics. There ain't no such thing as politics. It's lunatics. That's what it is. It's lunatics. They ain't got the ability to understand and to go and do something for to help your own self. That's lunatic. Today, I thank God for Dr. King. I thank him for Jesus. I thank him for all those people that laid their life down trying to get a privilege and a right for us to be all men's created equal on our United States government. We're not going to go into black history today, but it's stuck in me. It's stuck in me. I know where I come once I come. I know who brought me to where I am today. So as long as I know who I am, I don't have to discuss that with you. If you don't see my everyday walk of life, then I'm in trouble with God, not you. Because you can't harm me. God can. God can do me something. You can't. Today we're going to look in the book of 2 Timothy, 4th chapter. About five verses there. 2 Timothy 4 chapter, first five verses. And look what it says here. Now, do y'all believe I wrote this? Anybody here believe I wrote this book? Bible tell me to give line on line, precept by precept. Dr. Wash, you can come up. It says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearance and his kingdom. He said, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap up to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. We thank God for that today. And let me share a thought with you today. And I need you to listen at it now. This go to all ministers, whoever in charge of any headquarter, any department in the church of God, you being a leader, I want you to hear what this say. This is what the word said. It's saying everything to everybody in here, and who, whatever level you in, God's speaking to you with the same word he speaks to me. And all we have to do is apply ourselves to the word. If you can apply yourself to the word, then God hears you, and he's going to come to our rescue and deliver us. Whatever bondage we in, God will deliver us. Preach that which God said, or say. This is what the command is. Preach what God says. You don't need to come here and tell me what the Greek say in the congregation. That's for me to study the Greek so I know how to really get to the original translation of what the Lord said in the Hebrew tongue. That's what he wants me to do. Me get up here and use all these Greek words. I do. I got books, a lot of Greek in it. All these Greek words, who am I helping? Nobody. I got to make it simple. I got to not change the word, don't add to the word, nor take away from the word. That's what the scripture say. If I do any of that, he said, my name can possibly take out the Lamb Book of Life, dog. So once, when I got it in there, I don't want nobody to fool with it. And I thank God that God made it possible that ain't nobody got no erase on earth to take my name out the book. He's the only one that can take it out the book. We've been criticized, condemned, talked about, lied on, many things. But the Bible tell me I have to, you have to, we have to stay steadfast. The Paul here to this his son in ministry, he said, I charge thee before God. Now watch this. I charge you before God. I'm going to show you something. And the Lord who? Jesus Christ. Watch this. I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Watch this. Catch on to it.
Who shall, watch me now, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearance in his kingdom? His kingdom, not mine. The Lord told us in the 6th chapter of Matthew, he said, when you pray, pray our Father, which art where? In heaven. And then he told us, say, let my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Doc, ain't no confusion in heaven. Everything he said is applied in heaven just like he said. When we get to earth, though, we got too many smart people. They know too much and taking God's word out of content. Look what Jesus did to verify so he wouldn't make the little man feel bad. He used parables that folks can understand what he's saying. He could have spoken the Hebrew tongue. Nobody on earth understood it. But he brought the most simple. He used the smallest seed on earth, a mustard seed. To show us, I don't care how small you are, how less you know, if you apply your life to Christ, he can grow you. You can have many people on your back. You can have the whole world on your back. But you got to give heed to what thus said the Lord. Paul said, I charge you, Timothy. I'm talking before God. I'm saying the same thing God say, same thing Jesus say, and I'm saying the same thing the Holy Spirit say. Watch what he say now. Watch what he say. Watch what he say here. In Acts 10:42, say, he commanded us to do what? Preach unto people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to judge the quick and the dead. Good God Almighty. Just preach the word. Preachers, teachers, evangelists, apostles, prophets, bishops, preach the word, lead other stuff to God. He said he's the one going to judge the quick and the dead, the living on earth, the dead on earth while you yet walk, are those that have not accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. He don't judge it. Preach the word. The Bible tells me, therefore, there is now no condemnation in those that's in Christ Jesus. My job is to lift your spirit, but with pure word. We sung being jubilant. I thank God. Y'all did a good job today. You did a good job. We sung being jubilant. Lift our burden up. Get the stuff happened yesterday, you feel bad, or somebody say something out of whack to you, and it's burdening you down a little bit. You don't know how to take it. You let it go. Let it go and look to the hill for which comes your help. And you can brag to the world and say, my help come from God. God the one helping me. Nobody else could help me. What God did, can't nobody else do it. See, he brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. Most of all y'all was, I guess, bone saved. I wasn't. I had to get saved. God help me, Jesus. But I hear it sometime in churches, everywhere I've been, you need to do this, you need to do this. And but one thing you need to do is get saved. And once you get saved, God speaks to your spirit. And God tell you everything, give all direction and everything, just what he needs you to do. The Bible tells me when God come in your life and fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost, no man need to teach you. Ooh. He gonna reveal it to you what need to be said or what need to be done. He said he gonna reveal it to you. But why? It's gonna get heavy. I ain't gonna be long, but it's gonna get heavy, y'all. It's getting heavy now. I can't hardly hold it up. He said he gonna fix it when he come. When he break those clouds according to scripture, the Bible says every eye gonna see him. He gonna pay every man according to his words. Whether they be good or whether they be bad, God gonna pay them. But now I heard Matthew say, none but the pure in heart shall see God. So I'm trying, y'all, every day to get pure. I made a mistake, you made a mistake, we made a mistake. But I'm trying to get it in order now. It's time to get it in order. I don't know when he's coming. But when he do come, I want to be ready. We should say this, ready or not, here I come, we hide and seek. Y'all ain't never played that, huh? Hide and seek. Here I come, ready or not, here I come. Well, Jesus, he tell us by the word, just get ready. He ain't going to holler out and say, here I come. Let's get ready. Jesus was ordained from God, from the Father, to judge us. Now we judge one another. If we believe, now if we don't believe in Jesus Christ, yet he abideth faithful. Jesus abideth faithful. He's still Jesus. He's still the strongest person ever lived. He's still the wisest person ever lived. He still know all things. He still is omnipresent with all of us. Wherever we go, he right there with us if we've been born again. And when we start getting in a jam, in trouble, something, he speaks to us through the Spirit of God. That's our companion that's on earth here with us now. See, God is in heaven and Jesus is in heaven at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. The Holy Spirit is right here living with us, even in us. This is the house of God. This is God's tabernacle. And we got to kind of keep it holy, right? He told us to keep it holy, keep it right. Walk in the light as he's in the light. The Bible says you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Look, watch this. When he called you, you wasn't clean. Come on now, y'all, let's be honest with ourselves. When God called you, you wasn't clean. And don't stand up in church and lie, fall with a heart attack, go to hell. When God called you, you wasn't clean. When he called you, he started cleaning you up. When you acknowledge that I am God, he is God, he died, he rose again, then God started penetrating. That's why Paul telling Timothy here, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman therefore need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. See, some of us ashamed to say hallelujah in public. Because our friend might not like us to say that. But Jesus said, if you're ashamed on me, before men, I'll be ashamed on you before my Father, which is in heaven. I'm not ashamed. You say what you want about me. Call me ugly. All I do is go in the back, go in my office, and look in the mirror. I'm not so ugly after all. That's all. I'm through with that now. And I just proved you to be a liar. And you better check yourself before God come and catch you with your work undone. The Bible says, say, preach the word, whoever you are. Be instant. In season, out of season. Rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Reproof. If I was not overcoming a sin, say I misquoted a scripture, ain't nothing wrong with you showing to just reach your brother Wash. Ain't nothing wrong with you just say, Pastor, that is right, the one you was talking about. That's so simple. That's so simple. Instead of getting me up in church and telling me you wrong. Make me shame. You wrong. That ain't right. That ain't what God said. You don't do it. Intelligent Christians don't do things like that. Only people that want to be seen and heard of men, like they so much knowledge, they have so much knowledge and understanding of all these things. But I tell you what, Paul see here, he's telling Timothy, now Timothy, just make sure you're in the word. Watch what he says, study. Show yourself approved unto God. Not me, you don't have to show out in front of me. A workman that need not be ashamed, what? That's just telling the truth. You ain't got to be ashamed to tell the truth. Right. You ever been in sin? I can't hear you. You've been in sin. Who brought you out? Okay, that's good enough for me. Jesus brought you out. So the only way you can get out of sin, he's going to have to take them from you. He's going to have to take them from you. If he don't take them, they yet live in us, right? And once Jesus take our sin from you, you can be overcoming a fault. Because God see you as a clean creature. Jesus have already sacrificed himself for the sins of what? The whole entire earth, the whole world. Jesus already paid for your sin. And when you confess him and acknowledge that he's the Savior, Son of the living God, they gone. They gone. But Satan gonna come to you and tell you ain't no good. And then you're going to start thinking, say, you know what, I ain't no good. Nobody care nothing about me. That's crazy, y'all. Don't do that. You denying the very appearance of God in your life. The Bible's Timothy, say, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. rebuke. How do I rebuke a person? Just in a mild manner. The meek shall inherit the earth. I don't have to show my intelligence, my ignorance, rather, trying to rebuke you. I got to know how to talk to you. I got to know how to address you. There's no way. I don't care what you say. And I thank God for Beza. On Wednesday night, he made a professional, very professional, sound thing that he made when a question came up. He did it very intelligent, never raised his voice. He was cool, considerate, compassionate, taught it just like God wanted to be taught. And that's the kind of people I want to be around. I don't want to be around those headstrongers. Teach me. If you can't teach me, if I can't teach you, you ain't going to teach me either. If you can't be taught, what you going to teach other folks for? God don't like that. That's separative. We got to come together. He said, in season, when it's time to preach, you got to confess the word sometime in a tight place. Sometime you be in a place where, be quiet. I might be in Mars. Ain't nobody left yet. I may be in Marksville. And I said, the Lord is good. His mercy endureth forever. I didn't lie. I'm saying it boldly. He God good. Mercy endureth forever. Now watch this. Reb, don't say that here. Were you there? Well, I can't say it there. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. Condemnation come out of people's mouth. Jesus' little brother say the tongue is a very dangerous thing. Something happened the other day. I told you about it, Rose. And Rose say, and it's in secret with me and Rose. And Rose go tell her, huh? Sister Bear. I say, Sister Bear, don't tell nobody now. So-and-so and et cetera. It's gone. Sister Beth, she's trustworthy. She's trustworthy. But there's somebody close to her in her life, and she going to tell them, and then they going to say, Sister Beth, say this. Then it start confusion. So keep your mouth shut. If you ain't telling the truth, keep your mouth shut and observe the things of God. That's God's business and your business. That's sin. God ain't going to send me to hell for you doing wrong. Every man got to stand before the judgment seat for himself and give an answer for the things he done in this temple. He said here, God bless us, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example. Lanier, are you an example to believers? In the word, in your conversation, in the charity, in the spirit, in faith, or purity? Are you an example? I ask myself all the time, are you setting an example to what you come out your mouth? Do you walk in what you talk? I ask God every day, Lord, if I'm not, show me something. If I'm out of line, would you please show me that I can get back in line, because folks got their eyes on me. Some don't want me to progress. Some waiting for me to make a mistake. Some want to watch what I'm saying. They want to watch what I say so they can go and scandal me and make me look bad. All that's in the church. He say, I'm going to take care of everything when I get there. That's Paul saying. Give attendance to reading, exhortation to doctrine, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given to thee by prophecy, the laying on of hand of the prophecy, presbytery. Listen to that, dear. Study your word. Even though I'm up here telling you, I'm going line on line, precept by, but even though I'm up here and you see it in your Bible, what I'm saying, read over it again. I could try to trick you into something. Because you know what people do now, they take the word and say, this really what it's saying. It say what it's saying. And a lot of us going to have a given account of God up there telling people, this really what it's saying. You know, we're going to face God and say, you mean to him I ain't smart enough to tell him what I say? Yeah. That's what God's going to tell him. Why Why I need you to come tell me God already told me what to do, where to go, when to go, how to go, and what to go with. God help us, Jesus. Beware of who false prophet would come to you in sheep clothing. The even they are raven wolves. Good God Almighty. Boy, they can come teach that good stuff what you want to hear, that stuff you want to hear and what make you feel good. And when they get an opener, they're going to cut your throat. They're going to cut your throat. That's what they're made of. And then a lot of times we read and study a lot, but our understanding is darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. People that talk silly talk, that don't believe in God because of their blindness of their heart. They don't understand. They can't see clear. They don't know what the words say. They don't want you to tell them what to say. And now they're walking in darkness. If you don't watch yourself, you'll be in darkness. He wants you to know that. Have an understanding to know that. Let us run. We're trying to run, y'all. See, the time is going to come when people won't endure sound doctrine. But they're going to be running after their own lust. And they're going to heap up to themselves destruction, envy, strife. All is going to cause all this to come forth. Why would you do that? Why would I come in and teach you something that's not biblical? Why would I come in using Greek, Latin, and Hebrew? And we came master English, yes. If I make sense? Hebrew is to educate me and nature in the things pertaining to God, the truth about God. What he spoke in a Hebrew tongue. That's all it is. But we got to understand that. Now, King James didn't have it all because he don't even know how to give us grandfather. It's in the Bible. He can't give you a name for grandfather. So when Ham's son did wrong, then they say Ham did it, but they got a word for Ham. Means certain one in black, huh? Oh, God help us. But they didn't have nothing for grandfather. King James wasn't smart enough. All he had to do is ask God. God would have gave him, but he wanted to be big timer. He wanted to be a big shot. So he put that in King James Version, and a lot of people was thrown off because they didn't understand. Nobody ever sit down and explain it to them what it really meant. God help us. See, the time we don't want to do is sound doctrine, but going after what they know, what they think is right. And teaching other folks so they can go start teaching other folks things ain't true. That's a mystery. I let you in my house, and I'm trying to tell you how to run your house now. That's your house. The Lord said, for a man take over a house, he got to bind a strong man. So ain't no such thing. You going to come in my house and tell me how to run my house? That's outlawism. Can I give you a little quick protocol? The pastor, the preachers, the deacon, and the body of Christ. But in truthfulness, we don't like to hear this, Doc. Ain't nothing but preachers and deacons that make the church. Am I right? Preachers and deacons that make up the church. Those are people we set in to help to train the church, just like when Jethro told Moses, you're going to kill yourself talking to all these people all the time, all day long. You talk to them. Put some people over departments and stuff so they can take care of them more heavier matter, weightier matter, then you can bring them to me, and I'll take care of them for you. But you're going to kill yourself trying to take care. What about this? Everybody here got a family. Somebody's sick or hurting their family. What if every time somebody, the phone rings, I run to the hospital? That's why we have to have understanding. That's why we have to have people set apart for the work of that ministry. I can't do it all. You can't do it all either. We got to be together in the same spirit, same mind, that God can use us to his glory for the edifying. See, it's got people waiting to hear stuff that they don't want spoken. so they can condemn you. Well, that deacon, well, if he say he a deacon, he ain't no deacon. Well, if he wasn't, all he did, I'm going to show you the simplest way in the world. Hey, deacon, you know, you was talking about that word. Here it is right here. See that? Read that, deacon. And then, look, deacon, just read this. What did it say, deacon? My glasses. I ain't got my glasses. What did
it
say?
It says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exalt with all long-suffering and doctrine.
Now, I see the same thing you seen. Now, how you going to get somebody's interpretation out of it? Huh? You got knuckleheads do that. They done changed the word to fit themselves instead of take it like it is. Jesus said, don't add to it, don't take nothing away from my word. Why we do them kind of things? And no, we ain't the boss. Well, we say we ain't the boss. God is my boss. I started, the devil put something in my thought. I ain't going to use it, though. Help us, Lord. They shall turn away their ears from the truth. Turn the paths. I went to school with a guy. He wasn't academically real sound. But I tell you what, he made the teacher and all the students in class laugh and be funny. So we start laughing and being funny and forget about what the teacher was teaching in class. Because they didn't have the ability. I say this all the time. People that don't really have the ability to do certain things, they keep a lot of noise up, make people think they know something. They don't know nothing. And they're scared to just step out like this and say this. Well, I really don't know, y'all. Could y'all help me, please? That's easy for me to say. I don't know everything. Anybody in here can tell me something. All I'm going to do is examine it. I'm going to come back to you, Sister Jones, and say, you know you was right. I've been saying that 30 years. Now you brought it to my attention, and you was right. That's so simple. But we don't want to do that. We want to go around, I'm the boss. I'm the boss. He can't tell me nothing. Rev can't tell me nothing. Why I can't? Somebody told me. Why would Paul tell Timothy to study? See, Paul wants Timothy to know what he know and more if possible. That's the way the church is, ain't it? Every preacher in this church, I want you to know everything you can. I wish you knew the whole Bible. And all I had to do is get on the phone and call you and say, where this found? Just jot it down on my paper. Where this found? This is in my spirit. Where this found? You give it to me. All I do is go jot it down, put it on, drop it on the paper. And when I start preaching, just tell you, this is it. And then this is what you're going to say. Boy, Rev smart. No, and then I call you, Wash, and you gave it to me. That's the way it works. That's the way it works, y'all. It don't work no other way. But we want to make it work. He said here, they're going to turn away their ears from the truth. Do y'all know anybody? I'm asking this to the congregation. Do you know anybody in society that don't want to hear the truth? Don't call their name now. That's a shame, man. If we up in the church and don't want to hear the truth, then. Look, I used to be doing this, y'all. Y'all help me. Pray for me, y'all. I'd be in the church like, God. Ooh. The word be killing me. I was guilty. I had to switch up and all that. I was guilty. But I wasn't going to tell y'all. I was ashamed to tell y'all. I was guilty. I wasn't going to stand up and say, Rev, that was me. I wasn't going to do that. Mm-mm. The books say, therefore, there is now no condemnation. Those that's walking in the Spirit of God, you ain't condemned. Regardless of what folks say, you ain't condemned, so just tell the truth. They're lying. Why don't you tell the truth anyway? It hurt my feelings, though, Rev. It hurt my feelings. They ain't nothing. Let it hurt. Jesus went through pain, then he did no wrong. We did some wrong. He went through all that pain and suffering for us, never did no wrong. A perfect person. And you can't take a little bit? I need to bring you through Becker's Valley. That's a tough valley. They got everything in the valley, snakes, rats, whatever. Gorillas, lions, tigers, whales, whatever. Ask Jonah about Beckles Valley. He's going to try to shun or get away from the truth. Or what God told him to go preach to them people you don't like. Them old people in Ninevites, I ain't going over there. They ain't no good. They ain't no earthly good. They wasn't. He told the truth, but he was sent as a messenger for God to go preach to them people. Do you know we got in the church sometimes? I'm going to hurry up so y'all don't jump on me. You know we got people in the church don't want nobody to preach to them? No, y'all ain't know that. God Almighty. What? It's that people in the church that be sitting in the pew don't want you to tell them nothing. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. We got to come to an understanding where God is true. I hate to say this. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. That same Word avails today with all power like it had the first day it come in reality. It has the same power today, y'all. We just got to inject that Word in us and live by the Word. And whatever we ask in His name, He's going to give it to us. That's according to His Word. Let us go ahead and close here right briefly. But watch thou in all things. Did that say all things? Watch thou in all things. I'm going to stop there. I got a little comedy. Look, don't look for faults in the church, but watch this. It say, watch thou. You watch. Don't watch other folks. Watch yourself. Watch thou in all things. Watch thou in all things. Stop watching me. Watch thou in all things. You hear that? And when thou see some things that's not in order, straighten them up. Isn't that simple? That's so simple. I tell you all the time, we struggle to my being Christian and all that. When you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, believing His death, burial, and resurrection, you're a son of God. You're heir with Jesus Christ. You're not a sinner anymore. You're saved by grace, by the mercy of God. You can be overcoming a fault. And then this is what the book says, Doc. It says if a Christian, a believer in Christ, be overcoming a fault, the ones that's strong or can go through Becker's Valley, come grab them by the arm and bring them back to where they was or put them in a better position. We don't understand that, do we? That's so simple. We make people don't want to come to church no more. We get in there and criticize and condemn them, tell them how no good they are. They can't do this and can't do that. And they say, well, I just want to be in the street. Ain't no better in the street than it is in the church. I'll stay in the street, let them give me a little change. Lord, help us. Watch down all that. This the word, y'all. Endure affliction. Let me see that. I'm a living witness. I got to testify a little bit. It ain't going to take but a minute. I had surgery on my back a year and something ago. It hurt me bad. A lot of people tell me, say, you ain't hurting. I'm lying. I'm hurting. I ain't going to say that. I'm hurting, and you're going to tell me that you ain't hurting. No, I am hurting. Speak that to be not as though it was. I said, no. That was you out of line with God. You don't even know what He's talking about. Got to speak the good things. That's what He's saying. Speak the things that of the church, things that's of goodness, things that's of blessing, things that's of mercy. That's what He's talking about. You know, my back was hurting me, and I couldn't hardly move. So I went to the doctor. Now, the man that wrote more books in the Bible than anybody in the Bible, Saul, the Apostle Paul, whoever you call him, Luke's, the writer Luke, was his physical doctor. Good God Almighty Jesus. Why would Luke be a doctor and a prophet and apostle? Because God told him to do it. Because there are problems on this earth need taken care of before we get to heaven. Now, when we get to heaven, we won't need this body here no more, huh? We're going to have another body, not made by hand, but eternal from the heaven. So long as we're here, We see a doctor. What's wrong with the doctor? Somebody explain it right quick. We almost do. Explain what's wrong with the doctor. Well, when you fall out and they put you in the ambulance, D put you in the ambulance and take you